Welcome to the Mind Body Project podcast. After over a decade in the health and wellness industry, Aaron realized that our bodies change only short term unless our mindset changes for long term success. Both our mind and body are forever linked. We are continually building up new ideas and tearing down old ones in our construction zone we call our mind. After this podcast is over, make sure you give it a like and a share. And please subscribe and review this podcast. I would now like to introduce you to your host, the man connecting your mind and body to create a limitless life, Aaron Degler.
Welcome back to the Mind Body Project. Thank you for taking a little time to join me today. You know, through my podcast and emails that I send out on a weekly basis and in my daily text community, even in some of my small group classes, when I'm, you know, encourage them in the small group class, you know, when they're exercising, and sometimes I'll say something that's, you know, motivational or inspirational, or sometimes I'll get comments, and some of them, you know, listen to what I say there in class. Some of them, you know, are my daily text. Some of them get my email. Some listen to the podcast, and they're always like, well, you're always so motivated or inspirational, or you always have these quotes to say, or these inspirational things to say, or motivational things, and it's said in a tone, and I get responses and things from my emails, podcasts, all those things that I think a lot of people think that many people probably think that I'm that way all the time, that you know I'm always upbeat and motivating and inspirational. And sometimes I tell them, you know, they always say, oh, yeah, I always have something to say, this or that. I say, well, you should live with me. Because sometimes that's not always, it's tough to be that way 24/7. So, you know, if you ask Kim, you know, she can, you know, testify to the fact that I'm not always that way. There are times when things get to me, when, you know, sometimes we know all the things. It's kind of like weight loss. We know all the right things to eat, so why don't we do it? We know we have to exercise, and we know we have to eat right to lose weight and stay healthy. So why don't we do it? Well, because sometimes it's really hard, and sometimes we just don't want to. And the same thing is true with our mental state sometimes. And for me, sometimes, you know, I know all the right things to do. Sometimes I just don't want to do them. It's just, sometimes it's just hard, and I'm like, I don't want to. I'm tired of that, and I just want to be mopey and complain. But nobody ever gets to see that. I try to keep that at bay and keep that private. So Kim gets to, she gets the good and the bad, because, you know, she gets my constant, you know, inspiration, motivation, those things. You know, it's good in small doses, but sometimes, like, she has to hear it all the time, a lot. And sometimes that can be like, oh. And then sometimes when I get down and have issues, you know, she gets to hear that part too. So it, you know, she gets both sides of it. But it's probably been, it's probably been 6 months ago, if not longer than that. I was just having a real bad day, bad week, just in a foul mood, and I just couldn't get anything going. I mean, business wise and in my mind and motivation for myself, it just wasn't going. And so I had text her some of that and different things, and her text back to me. So I want to read that to you, what she texts back to me. And basically my text to her was just that, you know, I was complaining and things weren't going right and, you know, different things. And her text back to me was, it's only a change when you decide it's going to be different and make steps to intentionally change your thoughts, actions, and responses each moment, not each day, each moment. When you are as deep down as you have been, it is a mindset shift for every single thing and person you are in contact with. And she sent that to me, and I read it, and they're like that. There's times that she really motivates and inspires me, even though sometimes she gets tired of listening to me and all the different things I have to say about inspiration, motivation. And when I get a text like that, I thought, yeah, she don't want to let on, but she's taking it all in. And then she gives it back to me. But when I read that, and she talked about, you know, a shift and not each day, but each moment. And I thought, wow, that's how we change. So, because sometimes we go, my week has been lousy, or whatever it is. Maybe it's a work has been lousy. Maybe it's been a relationship has been lousy. Maybe it's my attitude's been lousy. And we go like, wow. And she was right. And I was pretty deep down at that time when we were texting back and forth. And it was like, sometimes we get deep down and go, how do I get out of this? How do I use the tools that I have for whatever it is and get out? And when she texted me that, I thought, wow, it's the moments. It's the, we don't have to make, the goal sometimes isn't to make a shift on a day or a week. It's to make a shifted moment. You know, how do we make a shifted moment? Because sometimes, you know, well, I have to change my attitude for the day. Even that's too overwhelming. Or I have to change my attitude or change something for the hour or half a day. Even that is sometimes just too overwhelming. And sometimes it has to be down to the moment, the shifted moment. I thought, well, what's that look like? How do we make those shifted moments? Because we can create those, but we have to work on that. And the first thing is, you know, and what happened to me when she texted me that was I had to realize that there was an overall shift needed, that, you know, where I was at currently right then had been there for days and probably a week or longer, that I needed a shift. I needed a shift, but it just seemed like everything was just kept piling on and piling on. It was like no air, no, I just couldn't figure it out. I just couldn't, you know, put all the tools in, because it just, yeah, sometimes it feels overwhelming. So don't let people fool you when they look like they have it all together. They don't. So sometimes you may see me or, and you think he's got it all together. No, that's not real life. You don't always have it all together. And that's okay, because that's part of life, and that's the way things go. Yes, we can have tools to get it all back together, but doesn't mean we always have it all together. And sometimes, like she reminded me, I needed that reminder of I had to be intentional. But first, I had to recognize that I needed a change, and I did. I was like, yeah, I need a change, but it's too overwhelming. And then I thought, okay, if I need a change, well, I need to start with being intentional about my thoughts, because in our thoughts is where it all starts. Because if I'm intentional with my thoughts, then I'm going to be intentional with my actions, and I'm going to be intentional with my responses. It's like she said in the text, you know, you need a mind shift for every single thing and person you come in contact with. So even, you know, what am I going to respond to people? And if we don't have that intentional thought, sometimes when we have that conversation, we respond to that person, we go, we blurt out something we shouldn't, or we act a way that we shouldn't, because we didn't process that internal thought of, okay, now I know where I'm at, and it's not a good place, and it, in my mind. And if I respond in the way to that person, it could further harm a relationship, or could further harm our conversation. So let me be intentional about my thought, because isn't it when we're intentional about our thought, it may lead to let's say it's for maybe need a shift in your career. We have an intentional thought. We go, okay, I'd really like to work somewhere else, or I'd like to work in a different apartment, or where I'm working is good, but I need to be more intentional with how I do it, or how I communicate with my coworkers. But we have to be intentional with those thoughts, because those will lead to the actions and when we're in communication, in responses. And the next thing is when talking about shifted moments, because when it's a big hairy mess, we think I just can't do anything. I just can't get past this. I don't know. And we've all been there. You beat your head against the wall and go, I can't get over this. Whatever this big hairy mess is that gets us down, and we all get those in life. And like I said, it can be family, it can be career, it can be just all sorts of things. And in those shifted moments, we have to create those shifted moments. And what are those shifted moments? What are those? Those are when we shift that moment, we create a win. So, you know, when we're intentional with our thoughts, we think, okay, how can I make this moment, this maybe this next thing I'm going to say to this person better? Or how am I going to create a small win in this next task that I do at work? How am I going to shift that moment? And we do those with in the conversation. Maybe it's a thought. Maybe I'm going to go, okay, I'm going to shift this. I'm going to have a shifted moment because I have this thought, and that's what wants to come out. But I'm going to have a different thought. Or I had this thought and it's really upsetting me, but a shifted moment is, no, I'm not going to let it upset me. I might have taken it wrong, and I'm going to be okay with it. I'm not going to show emotion of crying or sad. I'm going to change that emotion. And what happens is that's a shifted moment. When we change the way that conversation was going, or that thought or that action or that motion, and we change it to the direction we want it to. It's just a brief moment. We're not going to say we're doing that for all day, all week necessarily. We're just looking for that small instant win. That, you know, we go, yes, I shifted that from a potentially bad thing to a good thing. And it may be very minute. It's almost as a shifted moment. If you want to take it to diet, you know, a shifted moment is passing up the chocolate cake and instead not having any. That brief moment went from, you know, I'm trying to lose weight, and instead of eating that cake, I didn't. That's a win. And what happens when later in the day you have an opportunity to maybe have a cookie and you pass that up? And then later in the day, you got busy and you need to go to the gym, you need to go work out, but some other things came up, but you went to the gym anyhow. You didn't get in your full 30 minutes, maybe you were just able to get 15 minutes in. That's a small win. That's a shifted moment. So what happens when you stack, what happens when you start stacking all those shifted moments? What happens when you stack that moment of passing up the chocolate cake? What happens when you stack the moment of, you know, passing up the cookies? What happens when you stack the moment of, I had 15 minutes and I got to the gym? Those start to form wins. And when you stack all those together, you start going, okay, I feel good about that win. Okay, I feel good about that next win. I feel good. And those small wins, those shifted moments, you start stacking those and you start to have a little bit better day. You start to have a little bit better week. You start to have a little bit better month. And it's not like you made a major shift over the week. You just started stacking those small wins. That's why even in a shifted moment, is a huge thing, because, you know, individually, singularly, looking at it, it's not a big deal. But when you start stacking all those, you go, wow, I've really made some progress. And for me, that's, you know, I remember that week, and I made some notes that week about those moments. And in that week, you know, I took shifted moments as I got a new personal training client that week. That was a win. That was a shifted moment. You know, and that new client really developed from me changing my thought and my conversation to just thinking, okay, I'm just going to make this one conversation, this one comment, this one text, and to me that was going to be a win. And I had several of those, and it resulted in a new client. Another one was that week I had several people respond and reach out about the podcast, that they really enjoyed it. And, you know, because I think that week too, I was like, well, I don't even know why I'm doing this. I mean, I don't think it's making any difference. And I don't even think anybody's listening. And I mean, just whiny, whiny, whiny. But had some people reach out and say they enjoyed listening to it. And I thought, wow, that made me feel good. And that gave me the little small win that I needed, that, okay, you know, I'm on the right track. I felt good about that. And then, so that week, you know, shifted moment of reaching out to new client, getting a new client, and then several people, you know, saying they enjoyed listening to the podcast. They really got something from it and had some strategies and learned some things and appreciated it. Those turned around my week. And then I was intentional. I kept looking for, okay, where can I make a shift in a moment, a momentary shift. I'm not looking for, I don't need to change the whole day. I don't need to change the whole relationship right now. I don't need to change my whole career right now. No, I just need to take a moment in my relationship and make that one little change. Maybe it's just a few kind words. Maybe instead of, you know, as husbands, sometimes we open our big mouth when we need to keep it shut. That's, you know, sometimes not saying anything is a shifted moment. Like, I want to say, Aaron, keep that quiet. Keep that on your inside voice. So you keep that in and you don't say anything, and it doesn't go into the next thing of creating a discussion or an argument or being frustrated with each other. You know, so, and maybe that shifted moment is like, I really want to tell that coworker, like, they don't know what in the world they're doing, but is it really going to matter? No, so I'm just going to keep quiet. I'm going to go on about my business and move on. Maybe it's that shifted moment, like I said, with our diet and exercise. Okay, I'm not going to worry about the rest of the day. I'm just going to not go through the drive-thru at McDonald's. I'm just going to skip over that dessert. I don't have time to get to the gym and get a really solid full workout like I want to, but I'm going to go ahead and get 20 minutes in on the treadmill. Or I'm just going to do a few circuits at the gym. I'm going to hit 15 minutes. I'll be in and out. I'm going to really stay focused and intentional. Boom. Those are the shifted moments that we're looking for to stack and say, what can I do with this moment that will be a positive for this moment? And when we do that enough, we can gain momentum. We think of a moment as like, and as I get older, I was actually just talking to somebody about this at the gym this week. We were talking about how fast time goes. And I think that's as we get older, things, you know, time just goes by fast. I don't know where it goes, but I remember when I was a kid and I'd wait for Christmas or birthday, be like, oh my gosh, it's take, or the weekend or some holiday like vacation, like it takes forever. But now it's like, wow, I mean, is it April already? What just happened to Christmas? And I think we overlook those moments too often, and the value of that moment. A couple weeks ago, I sent out an email for my weekly email, and it talked about, I was, you know, if you found a magic lamp, and you rub the lamp, a genie came out and says, you get one wish, only one, and you can't wish for more wishes. And once that wish is gone, you never get another one. And I compared that to moments. If the genie said, you have this one moment, you don't ever get another one. And once you use it, it's gone forever. What would you do with that moment? And I think if we looked at it that way, we would think long and hard, just like we would about that wish. And I've thought about that myself. I thought, if I was granted one wish, one, and I never got another one, and I only got one, what would my wish be? And I've been thinking about that for a few weeks, and I'm still thinking about it. So what if that was the same, was true with our moment? We're only given one moment. What would we do with it? And I think so many times we waste those moments because we say, well, I'll get it next time. I'll deal with that tomorrow. I'll deal with that this afternoon. I don't feel like doing it this hour. I'm going to do it next. But what if that moment was the only moment we had to shift our whole attitude, to shift our whole life? My joke is always in our small group classes and with clients that training, you know, I always say, you know, we'll be doing abs or something, and I'll just say, you're one rep away from getting a six pack. You know, is that really true? I don't know. But what if you stop one rep short? The next one could be the one that the six pack comes in. Because if you think about when you become fit, or you become overweight, or you become sick, or you become well, when's the exact moment? I mean, do you ever say, oh, this moment on Saturday at 2:25 p.m., I became fit? No, we don't know the exact moment, but we can't stop too soon because we don't know when the next moment is going to be the one that makes the difference. We don't know when the next rep is that's going to make the difference. If we have bad habits, we don't know when the next time we do that bad habit is going to be what ruins our life or sets us back or causes us to be overweight or causes us to be a diabetic or causes us all these different things. We don't know when that moment is. So we can't take those moments for granted because we don't get another one. So to get to change, we have to say, can I shift this moment? If we have a bad habit, can I shift this moment and make a good choice for this moment? Can I make a good choice this moment for my conversation I'm about to have? Can I make a shift for this moment for the action I'm about to do? Can I make a shift for this moment for the emotion I'm about to feel? Can I make a shift for this moment at work? Can I make a shift for this moment with this person? Because we may not get another one. So we have to give this one all we have. Because our moments will stack. And they'll stack however we're intentional with them. And sometimes we're not intentional with them, and they're going to stack anyhow, and they're going to stack in a way that we didn't plan for them to stack. So when you're like me and things just don't seem to be going right, and sometimes the world just seems overwhelming and seems pushing down on you, and sometimes you just feel like a dump truck just unloaded its, you know, rocks on you, and you just can't get anywhere. All you have to do is a shifted moment is just flicking a rock out of the way. Next time you have a choice, flick another rock. And before you know it, you'll stack enough shifted moments, enough wins that will get out from wherever what we're underneath. I'm not saying it'll be fast. It could take a long time. It could be weeks. It could be months. It could be years. But you have to continually stack those shifted moments, stack those wins. And when we do that, that will change everything in the long run. Keep shifting those moments, keep stacking those wins, and see where it takes you. Hey, we'll see y'all next time. And as I tell my wife Kim every night before I go to bed, it's Bomber of the Ninth, Double A, out.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you would like to connect with Aaron, you can do so by going to aarondegler.com or find him on social media as Aaron Degler on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Once again, we greatly appreciate you tuning in. If you've enjoyed the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We greatly appreciate that effort, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Mind Body Project Podcast.